Welcome to the Men of 8 Gang podcast. This is Steve Borst. This is episode 116, and we're here at the Overnight Website Challenge at the University of Minnesota, put on by the Nerdery, Sierra Bravo, and I'm sitting here with Tim Elliott.
Good afternoon.
And Phil Wilson.
Hello, how are you?
And our special guest from the Nerdery, Mark Hurlbert.
Hi, I'm glad to be special. Thank you.
So, Mark, tell us about a lot of people know about this already, but tell us about this whole adventure, and it seems to be a lot larger than last year.
Yeah. I mean, the teams have grown a little bit, so we have two more teams. We have a total of 18 teams this year, but in general, we just have more people in the room. We've expanded into a couple more rooms. You know, this is our fourth year, and basically, you know, the premise for people out there listening that aren't aware of what it is it's an event that's kind of like a nerd lock-in. So we get a bunch of different nonprofits, and they apply online. They say, you know, our website sucks, it's really horrible. Then they get their constituents, their board members, their volunteers, whoever, to go onto the website, do a testimonial for them, say, you know, they could do so much more if they had better technology. They could, you know, they could achieve their mission that much better. Then we have a panel of four judges that go through score all those nonprofits, and we take the top however many we can get based on how many volunteers we have that can form viable teams. This year it happened to be 18. And we lock them in a room together for 24 hours, and something amazing happens somewhere in there amongst the caffeine and the prize lottery and you know,
the body odor.
There's a little bit of beyond.
Not yet.
You're lucky this is radio, I guess. Yeah. You know, podcasting radio is you don't want smell-o-vision on this. You know, something amazing happens, and really each of those nonprofits comes away with a transformed online presence. You know, we've had people do, you know, obviously everybody gets a new website. We've had nonprofits that had iPhone apps, mobile apps developed in previous years. I think there's probably going to be one or two of those this year.
Yeah, I saw some simulators up there.
It really just makes such a dramatic difference for the nonprofits, and it's cool. You know, everybody here is here because they love it. You know, you don't get $10,000 for winning. What you get is bragging rights, you know. Yeah. So you know, we try and give them cool swag bags, and there's some good prizes and stuff, but you know, people are here because they want to make a difference with the skills that they have, you know. Yep. they want to take that thing that they do and they go to work, you know, 9 to 5 during the week, and feel like they can use that to make a difference in the world. And that's something that that the event gives an outlet for, and it's something that we get such overwhelming support every single year that we've done it.
And have Senator L. Franken show up.
I mean,
there's obviously some import here, but...
Yeah.
So Tim, you know, what's the name of your group now?
Full Court WordPress.
Added the word to the Full Court Press name?
Yeah.
And then you got a... chicken as a logo,
right. As a mascot. Okay.
You know, I'm not involved for like a year, and all of a sudden you're adding words and you're
right,
putting on chickens. You know, it was a basketball theme, right?
I know.
Well, so one thing I'm curious about is when you are given the nonprofit, because the teams don't get to choose. You make the choice, right?
We didn't know until 9.
Till 9 today?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you go about requirements gathering?
We meet with the client right as soon as, soon after we're given the
That's
news.
The challenge, Steve, you see.
And that's the overnight challenge.
That's the challenge. We actually have to do it in 24 hours.
Yeah. 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 We actually all sat upstairs up here in a big circle, and they briefed us on the mission of the organization, kind of what they wanted to achieve with the website, what their audiences were, kind of some design ideas about what sites they do and don't like. So a lot of that, a lot of questions were asked. And then we split into roughly three teams within the group. There's a design group, which is right around half the team right now. And then there's a kind of a technology back-end development group that are ready to, you know, they've prepped the server and all that's done, but they're ready to do any kind of coding that we need to have happen to make something work. And then there's some of us on the content and strategy side. So we're working with the client and, project managing the process.
I saw that you're doing video this year. You got some nice video cameras, so you're going to add some video content. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do a mobile version, or is it strictly going to be an online presence right now and then mobile later?
We're very early in the design phase, mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. We haven't even talked about mobile yet, okay. So I'm not sure if we will do much more than just add a mobile plugin.
tell
to,
us,
to give you kind of an iPad version.
Well, tell us a little bit about the organization that you're doing your design for.
Right. It's Project 515. They're an advocacy group for same-sex marriage here in Minnesota. And they get their name from the 515 or more statutes that discriminate against same-sex couples here in the state.
In this state?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which is surprising to me because, you know, I always think Minnesota is a very progressive political state, right? And so we can't be way far behind. We're closer to California than we are to, say, Texas, right, from this perspective. And no, we're sort of maybe in the middle, but we have a lot of barriers. And this group is trying to educate the public on, you know, the issue and to try to advocate legislation to change that.
So one of the things that I've been thinking about, and I haven't gone around to look at what is being developed by different groups, but Mark, you know, obviously the building a presence for a nonprofit means that it would be great if the nonprofit could actually run the thing afterwards, enter content and so forth. And how do you stop, or maybe you just work with people on this, but what happens if somebody says, we're going to hand code this thing in Cold Fusion and we have a back end interface, and oh, by the way, they'll have to email us all their new content?
Well, much as we have judges that go through and kind of winnow down the wheat from the chaff on the nonprofit side, we take it upon ourselves as authorities on nerdish things to kind of try and make sure that the teams that make it are up to the challenge and are prepared.
Okay.
And we have, you know, that they're all full of rock stars like the Full Court WordPress team is. Mostly, though, what we try and stress is, you know, we did the pairings, we announced them today, but it wasn't just based on randomness. We do a speed dating event, we call it, about 2 weeks before the challenge. So that was just 2 or 3 weeks ago now. And basically, we get representatives from all the teams and representatives from all the nonprofits, put them together in a room and make them talk to each other for exactly 5 minutes each. And
then
they fill out forms kind of saying, you know, how do they fit? How do they feel? And then we ask them questions about their technology requirements. And if it's a team, you know, what technologies they're interested in using. And then we kind of do our matchmaking based on that. And we deal with it if we feel like we have an incompatible match, and we kind of go back to the teams and the nonprofits and say, you know, I don't know how this is working out. At the end of the day, you know, every single one of the nonprofits up there wants the ability to control the site. You know, I think that they've really the concept of the brochure website is something that has, you know, kind of it's old even in nonprofit circles at this point. So people want to be able to have something that they can use that integrates with social media, that they have control of the content to be able to communicate with their constituents. And that's what they're all looking for. And luckily we've been able to assemble, you know, 18 teams that are capable of doing that. And they're doing it using every possible level of technology under the sun. You know, we have Ruby teams, we have PHP teams, we have a team from TST Media, also one of our event sponsors.
Oh, using the engine.
Yeah, they're using engine. Yeah. So, you know, we have everything from homegrown, you know, fancy CMSs to open source solutions. There's a couple teams that are using Expression Engine, which was kind enough to donate the licenses for us.
Oh, nice.
Which is a, you know, commercial CMS. Yep. So it's really, you know, it's kind of a museum of all the different ways that people are tackling that problem of content management. And really, the different approaches have a lot to do with how the different nonprofits use the content differently. You know, some people have more complicated review processes. Some people have, you know, a bunch of different users they need to support. And some of them have, you know, much simpler requirements, and that, you know, the full spectrum of what's available then kind of gets narrowed in on what the appropriate needs are for the nonprofits.
Excellent. Well, it was interesting because last night, a woman that runs a local nonprofit in the Twin Cities, it was a friend of my wife's, was over, and we were setting up her iPhone and getting everything all set, and kind of was walking her through all these things. And the one thing that was really interesting was we somehow got into this brief conversation about the iPad, and she was talking about her market and the kinds of people that call up on the phone, and it's Store to Door is the name of the nonprofit, so they shop for the elderly that can't get out. And the conversation was around video and delivery of video and HTML5 and so on and so forth. So we just talked a little bit about that, and she said, you need to understand my market, they don't have iPads. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's really interesting because of the number of seniors that are buying, or kids that are buying for their senior parents, iPads, because they're so easy to use.
Yeah, so much easier than
they just touch and, you know, and so on and so forth. And so it was real interesting to think about the sorts of technologies that we're on the cusp of and how much you even consider, like you, Tim, do you bake that in?
Yeah, I think that you have to think about mobile devices. And the question for us using WordPress is, do we use one of the commercially available plugins to give us a WordPress, you know, or a mobile-friendly version of the site, or do we actually create an app to deliver the site via, you know, the iPad or the iPhone? So that's a question we need to answer pretty quickly here and get going on if we're going to build an app. Right.
Yeah, no kidding. So. Yeah, you better. Yeah. You guys were talking about that upstairs just now.
Yeah, we were. So we've got what a few more
hours.
20 hours.
So I think we have time to do it.
That's all it takes to build an iPhone Android app, isn't it? Like 20 hours.
20 hours. Yeah,
I can get a couple of them done that.
Yeah, exactly. Easy. That's what I thought. Yeah.
And there's another team right by us that I think is affiliated with the Nerdery because they're right up front. And there's a guy that's doing an iPhone app. I'm gonna have to
Bigfoot Research Consortium.
Yeah, next to you guys.
Yep, that's one of our Nerdery teams.
I'm gonna have to take a look and see how he can do one in 22 hours or so.
John Rex, who's one of our volunteers this year, is on one of the teams. He's a mobile developer, so I think whatever team he's on is they're working on some mobile stuff. He came in and did an iPhone app last year. Actually, he initially didn't think he was gonna be able to be there because his wife's water broke. Right before the challenge, they took her to the hospital. She kind of stabilized, and then he ended up coming back in, leaving his wife there, which she didn't. She still
not a wise, so, not a wise move.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
This year's
a way to say, right?
Yeah, this year's story is another guy who works at the Nerdery named Ken Sakura. Couldn't be here due to a family emergency. He had a medical emergency, but being a tech nerd, he had to be in Milwaukee with his family. They actually have a life-size cardboard cutout of Ken with them, and then they have an iPad that they have FaceTime on where he's on.
So he can see.
Working with them. Okay. Yeah.
So oh, he is.
Like, he's very nice.
Cool. Yeah.
That's great.
So you
great.
Will allow remote work.
But in emergency cases, if they're, what we've said this morning, so yeah, are people going to be upset that we did an exception? And we decided that the rule would be that if you sent a life-size cardboard cutout of yourself, it was okay. So...
No, so the rules are kind of fast and loose.
Yeah, and that's not a live FaceTime.
Live FaceTime. Yeah. Right, exactly.
It has to be an emotive cardboard cutout.
I think that's really
Tim, what's the schedule for what do you got coming up here in the next few hours? What do you have a plan?
Yeah, I'm logging. We're using Basecamp and Campfire to try to keep things under control. So I'm logging all the milestones in, putting all the to-dos. They're working right upstairs right now on the design elements. We've got a wireframe done, working with a client to kind of hammer through some of those elements, and the designers will get to work. Around 3 o'clock, we should have a rough idea of what this thing's going to look like. We've already decided we're not going to use a theme framework or any commercial theme. We're building a theme
from the ground up.
From the ground up, specific for the organization, and we'll be coding on that for most of the afternoon into the evening, I would imagine. One of the reasons why we put this particular nonprofit number one on our list when we did the speed dating the other day was because they really have, from a brand perspective, they have a really good vision of that and style guidelines and all that stuff. But they have a tremendous amount of content, which they aren't using in their current site, which they actually brought in. They put it on our we have a laptop that's acting as a server, and they just dumped a whole bunch of videos and photos.
Oh, nice.
And written content. And there's some stuff that's in their current site now that can be harvested and used. So unlike last year where the client really, you know,
didn't have
any content, we had to write so much in the middle of the night, which is not the best time to do your best writing work. We feel confident that we have content, and it's basically as we were talking with them before and they were briefing us, it's not so much that their current site is looks bad. I mean, it's not well designed. It's just that finding anything is really difficult. Things are buried way, you know,
many pages deep.
So what we're trying to do is surface that content and then try to put a better design around it.
I'll send you the URL for the lorem ipsum generator, and you can just paste.
Yeah, we've already used that quite
liberally.
I like the gangsta version of that. Have you seen that?
No.
There's a gangsta version. I'll send you the link.
Send me
to the show.
I've got to see that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I've got to see that.
I saw that did Jules Verne's works in it, so it's all classic science fiction that I've mandated that everybody in my department at work use.
That's great. I love it.
I'll have to find that one.
Well, one of the things that I'm curious about, and this may or may not even be germane, but I'm wondering about having tech debriefs afterwards. So there's always, when you've got the clock running like this and people are jamming on things, I would think it would potentially give you the opportunity to understand process stuff and ways to streamline development and delivery, regardless if it's Ruby or WordPress or whatever. Yeah. Do you guys, is anybody floating around kind of talking to people about that? And then do you share that with the development groups afterwards?
I mean, it certainly is something. I mean, a lot of the processes that we use at the Nerdery, I mean, we're an organization that works, one of our largest markets is working with advertising marketing organizations, which, I will say kindly that the timelines that we work on are somewhat, inspired the challenge, It's often, can you get this done yesterday? And a lot of things, some of our senior management has been involved on teams since the beginning of the challenge. And there are definitely things that we've learned from this that have informed the way that we do our own systems, the way we build our custom systems to manage projects. Last year we did a seminar or a webinar where we invited captains from four different teams that participated in the challenge from previous years and a couple different winners, and did kind of a roundtable discussion about what does doing website in 24 hours teach you about what's important and how to actually manage a project and stuff. And that is something that we're hoping to do some more content like that this year after the event, because it's definitely, if it's the first year, I think that we get a lot of feedback from people that, wow, like this really changes the way I think about projects in my daily life, just because it's such a purified, everybody's there at the table, everybody's there. And we have, had people that have chosen to kind of change the way that they structure the work environment as far as how people sit together and things like that within our office, with 150 nerds or however many we have today at developers, kind of bringing that back into the workplace.
That's cool.
So how
are we boring you?
From the first year when you came up with the idea to now, how has this whole event sort of evolved?
It's bigger, that's for sure. We're coming up on almost twice the size of what we were the first year. I think that the caliber of the talent, the teams, has really gone up. Like, I think that the first year we had a few teams that kind of, were some that were a little more junior, like kind of student group kind of things. And, the interactive community in the cities has really embraced the event. And, we have a lot of agencies, a lot of user groups, a lot of, other web development firms that put their all into it and have a team that shows up to really deliver something great. So that makes a big difference. We also this year have a ton of sponsors that have stepped up. We have more sponsors this year than we've had any other year, and they really help us pay for the food. They help to pay for prizes and stuff. So that, while we can't necessarily send everybody home with $10,000, we can send somebody home with an iPad or send somebody home with a Lego Mindstorms or whatever it is. The prizes are actually pretty cool this year. There's a Jedi bathrobe too, which is pretty rad. I think that,
What was the sleeping bag last year?
It was a Tauntaun.
The Tauntaun
this
sleeping
bag. This
year
we have a Wamba skin rug.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's pretty rad. We're continuing that theme.
What's scary is I know exactly what those are.
You should get a picture next to Darth Vader.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's just continued to really, be something that lives on its own and has its own energy. By far, that's the thing that I'm the proudest of in my life, and I know that a lot of the people who work on it with me on my team and at the Nerdery feel the same way, that it's just, it makes such a big difference in the lives of these nonprofits. And, I think that we just keep trying to make that a little bit bigger each year. We have an announcement that we'll be making at some point, probably within the next week or two, about some other expansions to the Overnight Website Challenge and kind of what we're going to be doing with that here and in other places going forward. So.
Great.
That's great.
Very nice.
Well, Mark, thank you. Appreciate you being on with us. And we're hoping to also get Tim's nonprofit director.
Awesome.
She's an executive director.
Director. Yeah.
Try to get her and upstairs if she's available.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's great. Appreciate you being.
Excellent. Thanks. No problem. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for covering.
Just kind of a little recap of what else has been going on. You had a chance to talk with Senator Franken while he was here.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we had some problems there.
I didn't push record on the mic, so when he was speaking, I didn't get him, but anyway.
So what Steve will be doing is a dissertation. He will be basically, as Al Franken, it's sort of a one-man show. making comments.
I'll be acting it.
I'm sure so. If Steve did an Al Franken impression, it would sound more like Andy Rooney.
I can't do impressions. You know, when I'm trying to do somebody French, people, my daughter will say, "Dad, is that Australian?" I don't bother.
Just to recap from last week's Mobile March, we are starting to post videos now, so we'll be tweeting out that from not only the March site, but also the Minovate site. So look for some of those as we render those and get those bad boys up. So, and well, I also wanted to give you a hard time, because the one time you don't heckle me when I'm in front of a crowd, the one time is when I say something stupid.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Well, you know, I basically, when I was introducing Lisa Foote, I inadvertently said that she never ceases to disappoint us on the podcast, when I meant to say she never disappoints us on the podcast.
Oh, and I didn't even catch that.
You didn't even pay any attention to that.
Man, is she speaking with you now?
You know, yeah, she is, thank goodness, because I called and apologized. So I wanted to publicly apologize to her for that. It tells you where my head was at. I was not exactly in the room at the time. So she's wonderful.
Boy, if I had heard that, you would never hear the end
I know, and I can't figure out why you didn't jump right all over me.
You were even in
proving once again you never listened to me.
I have an excuse. I was over listening to the
other room.
7
yeah.
Exactly. So, what else we got coming up in the next week? We got anything shaking?
I don't know. I usually have a computer in front of me.
We don't have our cheat sheets.
Yeah, there's some stuff. We have stuff.
Whatever it is, I'll put it in the show notes.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations on a great group to be designing a web site for. So keep up the great work. The guys look pumped and ready to go.
We're having some fun. That's funny that listeners may forget that Phil was on the team last year.
Yeah.
And was not invited back this year.
Oh, yeah, we did. We invited you back.
Tim, the thing is, he's been reading PHP books ever since.
Ready to spring into action, but no, I didn't get called from the bench. No, you've got some great people this year on the team.
We had over 20 people that wanted to be on the team, and it was very difficult to try to make the decisions.
I think it was because of the food. The food and
yeah, I
the,
think it is.
And the lunch,
a lot of food.
And the lunch boxes.
There's going to be a gourmet choose your own adventure ramen bar this evening. Ooh, around about the middle of the night. There's some crazy recipes. Sweet and spicy Coke ramen with Coke from the soda fountain. It should be interesting.
Very
yeah,
nice.
I'm not going to try that.
No. Well, I listened to too bad Robert Stevens isn't here, because I've listened to how he basically survived on ramen while he was building the Geek Squad, and he's in his 20s, he'd feel right at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Anyway,
sounds
good.
Great.
Thanks, gents.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, and we are talking with...
I'm Ann Kaner-Roth, and I'm the executive director of Project 515.
And Project 515 is working with these lugheads... Right?
Right. Full court WordPress.
And so tell us how you got involved in this. How'd you hear about it? What made you be interested in
staying up all night?
Exactly.
Well, not only staying up all night, but sort of throwing your lot in with who knows what, right?
Yeah. Well, this is the organization, Project 515, is a fairly new organization and has a great mission and does terrific work, and it's not represented in the website in any kind of way.
Okay.
And so one thing that we were really looking for is a way to engage people in the issue of equality for all Minnesotans, equality for same-sex couples and their families, and really being able to educate people through our website in a way that it just wasn't before. So when we heard about this contest, we thought it was just the ideal mechanism to really kickstart our public face. And so we're really thrilled to be here today.
Great. And you guys talked when, for the first time, about your requirements and the kinds of things that you wanted it, because I'm assuming you have a vision for the site and what you want it to be able to do.
Well, a week ago Monday, we had like a speed dating thing where we got to talk to all the nonprofits for about 5 minutes and talk, you know, about what their goals were, objectives about the organization, and we did a little presentation of here's what we've done last year, and here's what we were planning on doing, here's our capabilities, right? And based upon that, both sides actually filled out a questionnaire.
Oh, okay.
That the Nerdery uses to match them. So Project 515 was our number one choice. So we were happy
Excellent.
To be assigned.
So tell me, when a company gets together with design teams, usually it's a long process, and it's a lot of back and forth. But mostly, eventually the organization gets their way. The designer kind of has to deliver on that. In this particular situation, there has to be that suspension of preconceived notions because you have people that are doing things at a rapid pace. Is that working out for you? Are you feeling good with wanting what you have and then being able to take the input from what these guys may bring?
You know, one thing that we loved about this team when we met them for the 5 minutes in the speed dating was that we could just tell that they would really be great to work with, that they would listen, that they would just be easy to do this kind of crazy project with. That was really important to us, that we were with a team that we felt like we could talk to that would understand what we needed. But the other piece is that, we run a nonprofit organization. We're not web designers, and so we're thrilled to be here with this great team that's bringing all of their expertise. So we're bringing to them our vision and what we're hoping to see and the way that we think that we would communicate best, and they're coming back to us with all their ideas and their vision and their skill set, and it'll all come out at the end, and I think it's going to be terrific.
Are you here for the duration? You staying up the whole 24 hours?
I'm going to be here the whole time.
No
rock. Wow. Yeah, it never gets a little punchy, so be prepared.
Yeah,
it starts to smell bad, I understand. I've not been here late at night.
Okay, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I know you got to run, and appreciate you carving out a few minutes to talk with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.